You that in merriment delight, pray listen now to what I write. Then will you satisfaction find to cure a melancholy mind. A damsel lived in Colchester, and there a clothier courted her. For 2 months' space, both night and day, and yet the damsel said him nay. The clothier he then replied, "If you refuse to be my bride, it soon will prove my overthrow. Then, dearest, do not answer no." Said she, "Were I to love inclined, perhaps you soon would change your mind, and court some other damsel fair, for men are false, I do declare." "By all that's good, my dearest love, I never will unfaithful prove. Then grant me what I do request, so shall we both be ever blessed." He many protestations made, and like a loyal lover said, "There's none but thee shall be my wife, the joy and comfort of my life." This said, at length she gave consent to marry him. Likewise they went unto her friends and parents, who did grant her love and liking too. But see the fruits of cursed gold he left his loyal love behold. With grief and sorrow compassed round, when he a greater fortune found. A lawyer's daughter, fair and bright, her parents' joy and heart's delight, he was resolved to make his spouse, denying all his former vows. Now when the damsel came to hear that she must lose her only dear, and for the lawyer's daughter's sake, thought she some sport with him I'll make. She knew that every night he came from his new love, Nancy by name. Sometimes at 10 o'clock or more, Kate to a tanner went therefore. She borrowed there an old cowhide with crooked horns both large and wide. And having wrapped herself therein, she did her new intrigue begin. She in a lonesome field did stay. The clothier came at length that way, where he was sorely scared by her. She looked so like old Lucifer. A hairy hide, horns on her head, which full 3 foot asunder spread. Besides, he see a long black tail. He strove to run, but his feet did fail. She quickly seized him by the coat, then with a grim and dreadful note, she cried, "You leave poor Kate I here, and woe the lawyer's daughter dear, since you have been so false to her, you perjured knave of Colchester. You shall, whether you will or no, unto my gloomy region go." This voice did so affrighten him that there he trembled every limb. "Sweet Master Devil, spare me now, and I'll perform my former vow. I'll make young Kate my lawful bride. We'll see you do," the devil cried, "or you shall hear from me again, if Kate against you do complain." This voice did so affrighten him that there he trembled every limb. "Sweet Master Devil, spare me now, and I'll perform my former vow. I'll make young Kate my lawful bride. We'll see you do," the devil cried, "or you shall hear from me again, if Kate against you do complain." Then home he went, though very late. He never imagined this was Kate that put him into such a fright. Therefore next day by morning light he went to Kate and married her, for fear of this old Lucifer. Her friends and parents thought it strange there should be such a sudden change. Kate did not let her parents know, nor any other friend or foe, till she a year had married been, then told it at her gossiping. It pleased the women to the heart, who said she bravely played her part. Her husband laughed as well as they. This was a jovial merry day.